is Susan Robb for Teachers for a New Era. I'm talking with Christine LaRue, who is the creator of a very popular character, Caillou, and also founder of Chouette Publishing. Caillou is a little boy character inspired by the French psychoanalyst Dr. Francois Dolto, and his personality is one that shows the emotion of very young children, just how they feel. And it's the books have been quite popular in a way that kids connect to and also help parents understand what kids, I think, are feeling. So, Christine, thank you for joining me. Yeah. Let me ask you, what do you think about Caillou as a character? Did you think he would be very popular? And also, what do you think it is that kids like a lot about Caillou?
Well, when you create something, you never know what's going on with the, with what your creation. And when I start writing a text and thinking about that character, I didn't know. And if you think about that, you'll never create something. So I was not in that mood. I was there because I really think that I had something important to say. I was really inspired by Françoise Dolto, and I was so impressed by the fact that she was speaking to very, very young children and that were ill. And after she had speak with them, they were feeling much better and they were more alive. So I thought I would like to do a little bit similar to what she had done. And I thought that because in a book, when there's a book, it's a mother or a father that is reading to his child. So if the words were true, I thought it was it can help children to understand what they were feeling and what kind of emotion they have. So that was the goal I had when I started writing those stories. And I never think about people that are going to read those texts, because if you think about that, it's impossible to make it. So I think I was speaking to myself as a child, and what was important when I was very young, children. How can I say that? Not that they are alone, but they don't have the words to express what they are feeling. So, and I remember that when I was really young. So I tried to say the right words to children so they can feel better and be more comfortable in their life. So this is the way I did it.
Do you think Caillou is different than other characters that you had seen before for that age group?
I think that I don't know any other character that is similar to Caillou. I think that there's a lot of publishers that are doing books about emotions, but I think that the most interesting thing was that we create a character that was a human being, and he was expressing those feelings. It's not general. It's not a book about emotions. It's a little boy that express what he's feeling, and I think that's the most important difference between Caillou and all the other characters.
Kids, I think, connect with Caillou because they can relate to what his feelings are. But parents have a lot of expectation about kids and behavior. So do parents project some of what they want a kid to be on how Caillou is?
I'm sure. When Caillou is angry, we don't sell the books. That's simple as that. I think that parents are expecting their children to be perfect. So they don't want to see a character doing negative things or bad things. But a child is not perfect. And I think that the most interesting thing was when I started writing the books, I discovered that, because I'm naive, I discovered that it was parents who were buying the books. And I said to myself, what I want to do is to convince children that that's the book they need. And one day I was in a Salon du Livre, book store. Some kind of a bookstore. And I saw a child coming with his mother and asking, this is the book I want. So I realized that I was winning. I did what I want when I start writing. I think that I don't want to make a character that is perfect. I want a human being. I think that it's the most difficult thing in our life to become human. And this is what I want to make with KU. I don't want to make an angel. I want to make a little boy that is living normally, like any other children. And I think that it looks a little bit like that.
I have a question. Caillou grows up, yeah. Some in the books. So I wanted to ask you, because I know the questions come up about him being bald and not having hair going forward. So what is that with him?
Well, when we start, the character was 9 months old. So it happens that children don't have any hair. And the name of Caillou in French, mm-hmm. It's a French name, it can mean bald hair, bald mm-hmm. head. So this is why at first he didn't have any hair. And when we start the animated film, because Caillou was 4 years old, they tried to put hairs on his head, but it didn't look like Caillou. So we decided not to give him any hair. And I think that it's nobody is asking why Charlie has only one and one hair. So I think it's what is the characteristic of Caillou. He has no hair, but this is the way it is. we didn't decide it. It happens because we decided to get him older, and from there we decided we will not have any hair.
And that is, like, as you said, like the Charlie Brown character, yes. In Peanuts, where it is who we think of him, yes. Being.
You never ask if Charlie Brown is going to have some heirs when he's getting older. He is the way he is.
You know, that is interesting to speculate for both of them on there. But do you have favorite books in the series? I know Caillou has all different experiences. He'll go to the zoo, he'll be in the garden, all these different things. Mm. And are there some that are particularly interesting or fun for you that as the books have evolved?
I think that I didn't know, but as you asked the question, I realized that the book I really prefer is the book that called I Will Always Love You, or I don't remember the English title exactly, but It is a special book to me because it's about the love relationship between a son and his mother, and between a mother and his son. And I think that it is something so important because at the beginning in the life of a baby, he is in symbiose. I don't know if it's an English word, symbiotic relation. And the thing he has to learn is to be in love with his mother, but learn to be in the world too, and go far away from his mother and come back. And I think that's the essence of love between people. I think that when love is something. I don't know how to say that. When you're, well, not real love, but I don't know how to say that. Well, you're. It's important to be with the person you're in love with, but if you want to be somebody, you have to go away and do your own things. So, and I think that I will love, always love you, is about that. It's the little. Boy that is needs his mother to be just around him, but when he feels okay, he's able to go and play with his toys and do something outside of the mother's view. So I think it is something. And as I'm reading a lot about children's psychology, and it's always around that theme. I think that everything in our life is done at that place, and if we learn to be very near somebody, but to be ourselves too, I think that it's an easiest way to be happy in life. So I think that that's the most important book for me, the one I love the most.
That's nice. And I think the other thing that I've found that are nice with some of the books is that they're interactive. Like, I know there's a baby album one that's coming that where you can lift the flap and then put in your own pictures. Yeah. And they're very nice in that way, sort of a little bit of a play thing, and also a book.
Well, I think that toys are not only something that children like to play with. I think it's a way for them to communicate and to learn about life. I think books are toys at the beginning for children, and it is the way that children learns to appreciate books, but it is a way also to communicate with parents, with other peoples around them. It's the essential way for a child that has that can't speak, because he doesn't have words. So by playing, he's telling a lot of things to his parents, and this is why Caillou's book we do books with games or toys together, because I think that it's the way children are learning. So this is the way we are doing books.
Well, Christine, thank you for talking with me about Caillou, and we'll look for him all kinds of places on TV. He's all around the world, really.
Yes, and right now he's so popular in Spain and Portugal and Germany. It's a surprise for us, but I think that it makes me very happy about it, because children from Germany, Spain, Portugal, France, they appreciate Caillou as well as North American or other countries. So this makes me very happy.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks.